The laser medium of our NDAG pulsed UV laser system is NDAG crystal. This crystal is pumped by arc lamp to create a population inversion. If there are only rear mirror and front mirror in the system, it will output infrared light continuously. With a Q switch on, the system is capable of operating in pulsed mode. The majority of the pulsed period destroys the stimulated emission condition of the continuous wave laser system. During this part of the time, the population inversion builds up because pumping is always on. Then the Q switch enters normal state. The stored energy in the high energy level atoms is released suddenly with very high peak power. Then the Q switch enters another cycle. To generate ultraviolet light, the infrared light must be tripled. This is realized by the BBO crystals. The light after the green light crystal changes to 532 micrometers green light, while the light after the UV crystal is the final output light at 355 micrometer UV light. When the system is operating in green or UV light range, the quarter wave plate lets the infrared light pass through freely to the rear mirror, while the green and the UV lights are totally reflected back. This makes it possible for using the same rear mirror for both infrared and UV lights. The aperture limits the oscillation modes of the laser beam and lowers the laser energy. The shutter stops the system when necessary by blocking the light path. The system is cooled by deionized water. The laser needs tap water on to carry the heat away. The other parts of this system are water pump and power source. The control panel is on the power source. The UV output power is about 1 watt, with a wavelength of 355 nanometers, and with a pulse duration time of about 50 nanoseconds. When this system is assisted with other laser optical devices, we use it in our laser micromachining projects.